This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. The Piceance Basin in western Colorado and eastern Utah is the second most productive natural gas deposit in the nation. In November, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, or COGCC, imposed a new rule which determines how far operators need to be from each other when they drill. To learn more, I'm joined in the studio by Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hey, Zoe.
So there's this new rule called the Piceance Basin Spacing Order. What does it do?
It basically creates a bubble around someone's mineral rights. So when an operator goes to drill in the Piceance, they can be within 100 feet of someone else's mineral rights to the north and south, but they need to be at least 600 feet away in the east and west direction. So basically, this new COGCC rule draws these ovals or ellipses around mineral rights in the Piceance.
Why the increased distance from the east and the west?
It's because, generally speaking, that's how rocks in the Piceance crack. So when an oil and gas company wants to get gas out of the earth, they dig down to where they think there's a deposit, and then they shoot lots of water very fast into the rock to break it. This is what's called fracking. And we're talking several million gallons of water at these extremely high pressures, like 10,000 pounds per square inch. I keep my car tires at 40 PSI, just for reference. So they shoot this water into the rock. They break it ever so slightly. The cracks are the thickness of a hair, but thick enough so that the gas can escape. Because the rock in the Piceance cracks east to west, the worry is that operators, knowingly or unknowingly, will be too close to their neighbors and will basically crack into minerals that don't belong to them.
So this will keep developers from capturing other people's oil and gas?
That's one of the intentions behind this rule. These are what are called correlative rights, and it's the COGCC's job to protect these. The 600-foot distance going east to west is meant to prevent companies from basically having their hands in each other's cookie jars. Or it's to prevent operators from placing their wells strategically, kind of playing chess with where they decide to put their wells. Here's Stuart Ellsworth. He's the engineering manager at the COGCC.
Hey, he's stealing my hydrocarbons. So to protect myself, I'm going to put a well right next to his.
It's also the COGCC's job to make sure that companies don't drill more than they need to. So spacing out wells is meant to prevent unnecessary drilling, which will cut down on noise and odors and things that bother people who live nearby.
And how do oil and gas companies feel about this?
According to Stuart Ellsworth, some really like this new structure, and it can also save them money. They know that development needs to happen within these new parameters, so they don't need to pay geologists and engineers to provide a bunch of testimony when they go to apply to drill. The COGCC has already determined an optimal distance, so as long as they're within that, they're good to go.
And those opposed?
Others, Ellsworth said, are not fans of this new regulation because it's a new regulation, and that means changing strategy, maybe changing operations. All that costs money, too.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.